For Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio from the BBC studios in London this week. Florida residents continue to fill up their gas tanks as Hurricane Irma nears landfall. Many gas stations in the southern part of that state are without fuel as Governor Rick Scott has encouraged people to evacuate in the face of what could be a Category 5 storm. And while the governor has made an effort to get gasoline to consumers more quickly, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports supply just can't keep up with demand.
Typically, major storms hit one part of Florida. Irma is different. It's hard to know where it will strike, so James Miller with the Florida Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association says everybody is looking to get out.
Because so many people throughout the state were panicking and filling up and topping off, it made the shortage even more significant.
The real issue here is that suppliers can't get gasoline to gas stations fast enough. Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan says there's more gas in Florida than is getting to the pumps, but he says there aren't enough gasoline trucks or spots to fill up those trucks.
Thinking about it as a grocery store, truckers are waiting. There's not enough trucking bays at these facilities to accommodate all the trucks that are waiting to fill up.
Governor Scott has authorized escorts to expedite getting trucks to gas stations. Beyond that, there's little to be done ahead of Irma. Down the road, the state could consider building a gasoline reserve, but that's something to consider after the storm. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.